Next month.
I need to gather my thoughts. I feel a little undressed by Dwight's eye contact. So when I hear the word family, I instantly think of the word divorce. My parents split up when I was 4, so it's kind of a weird time because you're not really forming memories. So I just kind of grew up for a while thinking like that was normal. Mom and dad don't love each other. But, so it's not that this made my childhood bad, per se. It's more so anything good worth remembering seemed to end badly. So one of these examples was, my father took me on a summer road trip to Montana. And it was a great trip. But when we got home, he was arrested for kidnapping. Apparently there was some miscommunication, but nobody really explained it to me. So all I knew was that my father was handcuffed and taken to jail for taking me on vacation. Then everything goes back to normal, and no one talks about it, and they just move on. Oh, it's your dad's turn to see you this weekend. Don't worry about last weekend. That was weird.
That's
par for the course. Okay, whatever, I'm 6. Okay. So my mother eventually remarried, and my stepfather had loving intentions, and I remember him teaching me about reptiles, comic books, and even some filmmaking. We'd make these really cheesy home videos and try to get on America's Funniest Home Videos. And see, there were some good memories there, but all that said, things went south quickly. His daughter rebelled against my mother, and I, in turn, rebelled against him. So 6 years of marriage go by, and I remember when my mother looked me in the eyes and told me with a celebratory smile, "We're getting divorced, so that's good news, right?" For a while, I silently wondered if this was all my fault. And to this day, I still don't really know why they even got divorced. My mother married her third husband about 2 years later, and I'm 13, 14 years old. We were a happy family for a while. Again, it's a reoccurring theme. But just like clockwork, 6 years later, everything falls apart. At this point, I was an 18-year-old whose bedroom was tragically located directly next to theirs. So I found myself in the middle of their divorce. Things got ugly, and I took my stepfather's side. Right or wrong, what I did for him was A, what he would do for me, and B, what nobody else was going to do. The situation escalated to the point where criminal charges were pressed. My mother told me I had to live somewhere else, a very loving way to kick me out. And I got subpoenaed to this court for this trial, for the charges that were being pressed. Sorry for being vague. It'd take a long time to get into every detail of this. So I'm a witness to these alleged crimes. And I told my mother's family that I was going to testify to defend him, no matter what. They asked me, "How could you do this to your mother?" My only reply was, "He needs me more than she does." For the time being, I spoke to my stepfather every night on the phone, and he was on the verge of suicide, and I do believe he would have done it if it wasn't for my support. My mother begged me to not show up to this trial, but I stood my ground firmly. She eventually dropped the charges before it got to that point, thankfully. And I happily got out of the way, and they had a normal divorce. To this day, my mother and I merely wear a polite public layer of tolerance of each other. We spend holidays with this gigantic pink elephant in every room we share. But this story concluded over 8 years ago. And I've spent those years telling every person that will listen, this is why marriage is bullshit. Probably angrier than that. But through my writing, I have challenged my perception of what family can be. And even though I can't promise I won't make similar mistakes as my parents did, there is one promise I can keep. And that is to stop living in the shitty story they created for me and start living my own. So I'm proud to announce that Diane and I are expecting our first child this November. Yay!